Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England.
Oh my goodness, what a shot. And the runs are blowing.
On TalkSport 2.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome once again to TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first test match between the West Indies and England in Antigua. Day 4 coming up in half an hour's time and the West Indies are going into it thanks to a fantastic innings by Nkruna Bonner yesterday. He made his highest test match score, 123, from an incredible 355 balls, staying at the crease for 9 hours 18 minutes to completely drive the England bowlers and fielders into the dust. The home side are batting and lead by 62 runs. However, the last pair are at the crease, so England know they're one ball away from putting their pads on and returning the favour. But will England be able to do that against the home side, or will they have another top order collapse? That will really put the cat amongst the pigeons. We'll find out over the next few hours here on TalkSport 2. Well, the England team are on the way out, and there's an awful lot more smiles than you might have expected as they take the field again this morning. Joe Root and Jack Leach were having a laugh and a giggle together, slapping each other on the back as they crossed the line. Presumably, they were saying, let's make this as few deliveries as possible, chaps. Let's be making this walk in the opposite direction as fast as possible, and let's get the West Indies all out. 373-9, the West Indies. They lead by 62. The vigil, though, from Nkruna Bonner over. He made 123 yesterday, so it is the tail at the crease. Verasami Perumal, 26 not out. Jaden Seals yet to get off the mark from 5 deliveries. The batsmen are on the way. Alex Tudor has taken his place in the co-commentary seat. Neil Manthorpe will describe the first passage of play for you here on TalkSport 2 this afternoon.
First ball of the morning, it's Jack Leach, and he bowls into the rough outside Jaden Seals' off stump, and it's left alone and not taken cleanly by Ben Foulkes. It's fumbled. They'll run through for a bye or two. So, yeah, two byes. Leach in again, bowls a quicker one, and that's hit him on the pad. There's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. No doubt it'll be reviewed, so I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself because I got two wrong in the test match so far.
Wickets hit in.
Hitting the top of the middle stump.
Joe, can you steer me
there? That was in the line. It was enough in the line. How do you feel, Manon?
Well, you look a little bit more nervous than usual at the moment.
I must say, I've got many failings and many faults, but normally I'm quite good at calling those. And anyway, Jaden Seals walks off with his substantial chest guard, which he's not going to need anymore. Well done, Jack Leach. Jaden Seals, LBW to Jack Leach for 0 from 8 balls. Verasami Perumal remains unbeaten on 26. The West Indies have been bowled out for 375. Their lead is 64. We've got the situation with the roller once again, the mechanised roller. It's very slow and the players are all out on the field, and the member of the ground staff He's saying, no, it's 7 minutes. I've been told I have to roll it for 7 minutes, and I am going to roll it for 7 minutes. I don't care if everyone's out here. And he's still rolling. He's still rolling. The umpire is just standing there. The senior umpire, Joel Wilson, is actually now shooing him off. He's saying, could you get off now? We're ready to go.
Only in the West Indies, Manners. They like to take their time, Manners.
He has got a magnificent set of dreads, I must say, and a very fetching pink sun hat. It is quite amusing, though, to be honest. The batsmen have been out there for going on 2 minutes now, at least. Anyway, it's in reverse again. It's going very slowly, the roller. It's once again in reverse. I need to complete the picture of this groundsman. As I said, wonderful dreads, a pink sun hat, black Wellington boots.
I was just going to mention that, the wellies.
The wellies, yeah.
I'm not sure they're his. They look about four sizes too big.
What's he doing wearing them?
The matching pink waterproof jacket. Well, at least he's prepared for the squally showers that have been forecast for the day. Finally, we're able to get underway. That was bizarre. And now Kemar Roach is just making sure everyone's in place. It looks like we've got three slips. No. That's interesting. We've got two slips and two gullies. There's a legitimate gap between the second and third slip, or the first gully. Roach in with a big booming away swinger to the left-handed Alex Leese. He was swinging it in hoops in the first innings, Kemar Roach, that new ball.
Good effort from Crawley here, and again Seals has just gone a little bit straight, a bit like Chris Wokes had issues earlier on in the match, and that one is clipped through wide mid-wicket, and it's away for four.
Here is Roach again, hits Alex Leese on the pad, up goes the finger. I'm surprised by that, I really am. I thought that was missing leg stump, and Alex Leese has reviewed it immediately. He's reviewed it with the assurity of a man who thinks he's hit it, though, Harmy. I thought it was missing leg stump anyway, but the finger's up, so we wait and see.
Flat line as the ball passes the bat, therefore no bat involved. Can I ask small chalk him as available, please?
He hasn't hit it.
He's not hit it. He's on his way.
Is he?
We have done ball chalking.
Just clipping leg.
He hasn't hit it. If he hasn't hit it, I think he might be on his way.
Pitching
out
in line,
of
in
the ground.
Line. Wickets
hit. Oh, hello. You're dead right.
Can we go back to Greg on field?
Smashing into leg
Greg,
stump.
Can you stay with your out
three
decision?
Quarters of the
you
way
on
up.
Screen now, signal.
Well done, Greg Brathwaite. That's a very good decision. And Alex Leese is on his way. Well, that was remarkable purely because Alex Leese didn't even consult Zach Crawley. He was immediately calling for the review. But he's on his way, LBW, to Kemar Roach for six from 27 balls, and England are 24 for one.
Worked it out with Crawley, Macca. I've been watching him a while and thinking, what is going on? Why does he? He looks so compact. He looks good. I like him. I think he's a good player. But then he suddenly plays this drive and nicks off or misses it or bolt. It was that last inning, the inside edge, and his bat angle came down wrong. And I said, what is it? His bottom hand. How tight he holds his bottom hand for an opening batsman, and all that does is if you try and even when you try and defend, if you don't loosen your bottom hand, it's going to turn the bat. The bat's not going to be able to access the ball from a straight position.
Well, he's pulling Jason Holder on this occasion, and he's pulling him through mid-wicket for four. Well, that is a bottom hand shot, and he's hit that one out the middle. Crawley goes to 23, England 34 for one. They trail now by 30 runs here on TalkSport 2.
You say that. Tight grip on the bottom hand will help you on that shot. Half tracker, Crawley right onto it. And this is it. I mean, there are times where you look at him, you think he's class. He's a class player. You know, and you want these guys to do well, absolutely. But you've got to look at that's a fairly fundamental flaw, particularly for an opening batsman. I get it, lower order, white ball cricket, but squeeze, you know, the life out of your bottom hand. You need that power, you need bat speed. But as an opening batsman, you want to be really loose. Your top hand needs to control the bat. You know, certainly when you're first getting in, it's all about playing straight for as long as possible, defending straight. Johnny Bairstow had the same problem when he first came into the team, if people remember.
Seals goes in. Crawley goes on the pull, and it's taken a top edge and has flown pretty fine away to the boundary. The Fielders all looks around towards long leg, but it was going a great deal finer than that, and it goes away for four. Crawley 27 now, England 41 for one, and are closing in to eliminating that 64 run deficit on first innings. Zach Crawley's got himself to 27 not out. He's waiting for Seals. Seals is wide on the crease. It's a push drive by Crawley. It was aerial for a little bit of its journey, and mid-off for a moment was going to get excited, but it goes past the fielder and away for a four. Crawley goes to 31. England 47 for one. The deficit is now only 17.
Yeah, fantastic shot this. Big stride forward from Zach Crawley. He's a tall lad anyway. Gets a big stride in. And this time he gets it right. Bat arc. See, he's fighting. I'm intrigued by this bottom hand of Zach Crawley. Every time he plays a shot, I'm just watching. It was a beautiful shot. Crisp, straight out the middle, but you can see he's fighting his bottom hand, not wanting to bring the bat around.
Here he is once again, Pamall, the left-arm spinner, and it's thrashed away through the offside. Lovely shot again from Crawley. This time it's gone all the way for four. That's too short, too wide. It wasn't a good ball at all from Sammy Pamall. And a little lap sweep now from Zach Crawley. That is delightfully played. I'll leave the experts to comment on the choice of shot. It looked premeditated. He's got another four for it. But it was a little lap sweep, wasn't it?
Yeah, very clever shot. And as you say, you're trying to hit the ball where the fielders are not. And he's just gone down early and just helped it along. Little scoop, short fine leg.
I've got a question for Matt Prior, who is, for those of you who don't know, a very, very, not just keen, but extremely proficient, virtually semi-professional cyclist. That's pushed away defensively up on the offside.
Hang on.
Do you know what I'm going to ask you?
No, I don't, but you're lying.
All right, when you are descending a steep incline and it's like tense,
yeah.
Do you grip the handlebars harder than you would when you're just coasting along the flat in the peloton?
White knuckles.
So, right, you've answered my question. So when you're tense, you're going to grip the bat harder. Here is Alzari Joseph once again, and that one is driven up towards mid-on. I mean, when he was facing Kemar Roach, he was strangling the bottom of the bat handle, wasn't he?
Exactly. Whenever anything feels fast, whether it's certainly even wicket-keeping as well, the first thing that happens is your shoulders get tight, your arms get stiff, and your hands get hard. So the same thing with batting. The minute you get, if it's, you know, the ball's flying around or you're a bit nervous, whatever, you get tight, and then your body doesn't move as fluently, as comfortably. So, yeah, gripping it. It's a really good point, man. It's a very good point.
Alzari Joseph in again. That's a thick outside edge. That's raced away past Jason Holder. It slipped. Nobody on the third man boundary. And that's four easy runs for Joe Root. I could just be imagining it, but it just seems to me like Zach Crawley's not gripping that bat so hard now. He's just easier and just a little bit more fluid. Right then, that's it for the morning session. You're listening to live and exclusive coverage of the West Indies against England here on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
Yes, welcome back to the Sir Vivian Richards ground here in North Sound, Antigua. It's 13 minutes to one local time here in Antigua. And England have wiped away the deficit. They were 64 behind on first innings. They now lead by 8, 72 for 1. Zach Crawley is 45 not out. He has hit 7 very pleasing boundaries in just 77 deliveries for his runs. And Joe Root is 20 from 40. England going along at 3 runs and over. West Indies only managed 2.3 all day yesterday, or throughout the course of their innings of 375, and England having avoided the early collapse that was perhaps feared by the travelling fans out here, now find themselves with their noses in front in this game and 5 sessions of cricket left to try and work out a way of forcing some sort of result in this first Apex Test match. Steve Harmison is with me. Pamall is off. Holder is on, running away from us here from the Sir Curtly Ambrose ends. Pulls a forward defensive stroke out of Joe Root. Pamall fields at backward point, and there is no run. What's the word on Woody? What have you heard? I know you'd have been in touch with him.
Yeah, I spoke to him last night. He was obviously devastated at the position obviously he's in at the moment. I think more so from the fact that he's gone so well for so long in the recent past. He's been a mainstay of this England side. He's been a leader of an attack which I think has done well going into the Ashes. During the Ashes he was fantastic in it. Yeah, and he's frustrated, Mark Wood, very, very frustrated. He couldn't straighten his elbow last night with a little bit of swelling, a little bit of inflammation. He's hoping that you can get a spell or two out of him in the second innings. I think he'd be very, very surprised if we see him at Barbados and possibly even Grenada. But they tried to strap it up, he bowled one over and he just said it. He just couldn't let it go. So with two test matches here left to come, IPL round the corner, going to Lucknow on the new franchises, and also a pretty hectic and demanding summer that we've got coming up before we go to the T20 World Cup. I think we need to make sure we look after our prize assets, because at the minute we've got 3 90-mile-an-hour bowlers. Unfortunately, they're all injured.
Yeah, I mean, the IPL, you'd say that's in doubt. I mean, Mark Wood's an England contracted player. If there is an issue there and he does need a break to rest that elbow, would that be the first thing to go? As Joseph's in once more. Again, it's on the hip to Crawley, who turns it round to the finer of the two men back on the leg side. We'll pick up a single, keep the strike, and after 26 overs, England are 77 for one and leading by 13.
Yeah, I think it would be something that the ECB would look to question, whether that it's the right call for Mark to go to the IPL. We've also got to remember it's only 4 overs that you go over there. You look at somewhere like the amount of overs Jack Leach has bowled in this test match, 43 and a half overs. You go over to the IPL and that's all you'll bowl potentially all tournament. So it is different. It depends on how and what degree the elbow is. If it's just something that can be eased off with a bit of ice and, you know, a bit of massage and making sure that get the blood circulation going again. And if there's something a little bit more structural, like what happened with Jofra, then I'm sure the IPL would be hugely in question. So it's like anything. I think time will tell when an injury settles down and then how you get through. We all talk in doom and gloom. You never know. He might be fit for Grenada. I'd be very surprised if we'd risk him for Barbados. But Grenada, he's hoping Grenada's not out of the question.
Roach in again. Worked nicely behind square on the leg side by Zach Crawley to bring up his 50 from exactly 100 balls. It's been an innings of increasing confidence and self-assuredness after a ropey start against Kemar Roach, when the leader of the West Indian attack really had him at sixes and sevens for a moment with a swinging new ball. But Crawley has become more and more assured, more and more confident, and striking the ball more and more crisply. 100 balls for his 50.
Last ball of the over again is arrowed in, and Crawley is forward and plays a decent straight drive back past the keeper. Mid-on can't cut it off. And there's the ball that he was waiting for, I suppose. Roach ever so slightly searching for one. And the boundary has been scored. Crawley moves to 57 and the score, England, 104 for one.
Again, good shot, keeping everything tight. Kemar Roach just getting long in his length. And he just punched him down past mid-on. A good shot, even though there was a little bit of close face because of that bottom hand. But because he's played it later, you know, he's able to access and get it down the ground. So it's a good shot. But, you know, you deserve that once you spend time. He's 126 balls into his innings. He's 57 not out so far. And you earn the right. But you earn the right by spending time out there. You just can't just go out there and think you're just going to go, as these young players, I feel, go out there a little bit gung-ho. This is test cricket. You've got a good bowler running in at you. You're going to have to work hard. And that's what Zach Crawley's doing. And he's scoring his runs now.
Yeah, and I think it was a point that was made on day one. You know, England's batting, there was it three batsmen caught on the drive before lunch on the first day, on day one. But by the latter stages of day one, batting conditions had eased. and they paid dividends, but they'd lost four wickets by then. Jason Holder into the attack. This is angled down the leg side and clipped away comfortably by Joe Root. Down to fine leg for a boundary four. So Holder erring with his lines, and the score moves along to 108 for one. The lead now up to 44 for England.
And this can happen, but when you have a good partnership in the progress, as Root and Crawley are doing, you'll get some loose deliveries. And as you say, Jason Holder just straying far too straight, straying onto that leg stump, and someone of Joe Root's class is not going to miss out. Got fine edge going, really fine down there to fine leg, and back to back boundaries.
Zach Crawley is 62, Joe Root has 44. And after 42 overs, England are 118 for one. But I really enjoy the fact that Brathwaite... he's not going to give himself half a dozen overs, but just every now and then he thinks, let me see how they handle a few club cricket second 11 lobs, Matt Prior. Did you ever face anything like that in your career?
I faced MS Dhoni in the 90s at Lords.
He could bowl.
It was awful.
Was it? Oh.
Imagine getting out to another wicket.
Oh, well, no. but I mean, he genuinely, he could swing it away at sort of gentle medium pace.
I'm telling you now, Brathwaite's getting me out every day of the year.
Why? Because you know you should hit it out the ground.
Well, you're just going, you can't do this. It's a test match. This needs to just be smacked. And then you try and hit the wrong ball, cloth it, and get caught. Walk off going, oh, no. It's like when you ask to play in a benefit game. Never get runs in a benefit game. Impossible.
Well, because the village blacksmith comes on and bowls his
long hops. Well, just get a Jaffa
hops.
Can't hit a long hop.
How old are you, the village blacksmith?
They
that's
still
your
exist.
Normal pool. Yeah, I'm not saying there aren't still village blacksmiths. I'm sure there are people who dress up like old-timey people and do that job. My point is, that's not the most normal job that Matt Prior is going up against, the guy who is a village blacksmith. He's going up against bankers, maybe an IT professional, a teacher occasionally.
Corporate traders.
Pub landlord.
Here's Vasami Pomol, the left-arm spinner, the front-line spinner, the proper spinner, the real spinner. And his first delivery is wide outside the off-stump and easily steered away by Joe Root, who brings up his 50 with his fourth boundary. Moves on to 51 from 108 balls. 54th Test 50 to go with his 2300s. That's a fabulous record.
And batting at three manners.
Yeah, that's right.
50 yep. Batting at three for the captain. Well done, Joe Root.
His back is Crawley. This is played nicely. Not getting the length right nor the line. And another four to the score. Crawley moves into the 80s with a slash through at square leg for four. And the score moves to 146-1. The lead for England of 82. Oh. Crawley this time. Dead bats, another delivery on off stump from Pomol. And the umpires call the tea break. So, a successful session for England that comes to an end. 146 for one. They've just about doubled their score. 72 for one after 24 overs when the session began. Joe Root and Zach Crawley walked onto the field, and it's Joe Root and Zach Crawley who walk off the field, both with 50s to their name. 55 to Joe Root, who has been as assured as we've seen him at any stage over the last year or so, completely without fault. And Zach Crawley, 79, who overcame a few sticky moments earlier on in his innings, but again looked equally confident. You're listening to live and exclusive coverage of West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
Well, here we are. The last session of day four. So we've had 11 sessions of Test cricket. 21 wickets have fallen. How else would you want to spend your Friday night? As Alzari Joseph is in and bowls a length delivery, which is left alone by Joe Root, the England captain, 55 not out. And he is batting alongside Zach Crawley, 79 not out. There's been a scare along the way. Zach Crawley was actually given out on zero. Leg before wicket to Kumar Roach, but successfully overturned that one. At that point, and for a period afterwards, he looked disconcerted at times. But as the innings has progressed, as is the way, he's looked more and more confident as Joseph comes in for his second ball of the over over the wicket. And as you can hear, that comes out the middle of the back. To Morwell, this is flighted and cut by Root. We've seen this shot a couple of times today. That's too wide, and Joe Root is a wonderful player of spin. And that is a comfortable four. He moves to 61, the score 159 for one. We're getting a few runs. I am Dan Lawrence after all.
It's a great shot, using the depth of his crease. And as you say, he's a fine player against spin bowling, any spin bowling. Sort of a back cut, playing it late again, just nearly taking it out of the keeper's gloves. Racing down a third man for four. Great shot.
Short delivery and edged over the slip cordon. Not sure where that shot came from. Did not look like Crawley was intending to play the ball behind the wicket. And that's where the ball ended up. It looked like he wanted to get on top of the bounce and hit that through the offside. But it got big on him. He went through with the shot. It's taken a big outside edge, which has flown up and over, completely safe. Two bounces and four.
I mean, that has got to be the most out of character ball. Even the one we saw that rolled a little bit before, right? That is absolutely a bizarre delivery. Alzari Joseph was like, oh, I've actually done something on my home pitch and it's just flown over the top. Where did all that come from? It's like that ball is coming from a different test.
Crawley sets himself 90 not out as Joseph is in again. Tries to replicate the shot. He gives Crawley some width. He bangs it in. This time the bounce is truer, as is the shot. Cracked away for four. Crawley moves to 94 and the score 169 for one.
Johnny, that's what you call it. It was an angry delivery. He was disappointed with the ball before. He's come in, bowled with a bit of anger, but no control. And it's short and wide. And to a man who's on 90, you just step and fetch it.
As that Root is forward on the sweep, dragging the ball from outside off stump. And that is away for four. Brilliantly played by Root all along the ground. No danger whatsoever. When it's outside off stump, Joe Root very often gets down on the sweep. That's what he's done there to good effect.
Well, our partnership's getting some runs, Johnny.
Tell you what, mate.
The last three
Manners
overs.
And Matty P, they're packing their bag. They're off.
Last three overs. 27 runs.
I'm glad you're counting.
Well, little strike rate. Run rate of 8.5.
And the last time Crawley got past 100, he needed a big one, didn't he? 267, I think. His mid first class, sorry, test century rather. So when he, once he gets them, he will look to really go big. I just wonder how that will change the way he's playing if he gets that milestone.
That should be it. That will be it. Whips it past mid-wicket. You can hear the England fans. They're all on their feet saluting what has been a quite superb knock from young Zach Crawley. See Ben Stokes and the England dressing room standing as one to applaud the Kent opening batter. He has played handsomely in this innings. Second Test match 100. Big smile across his face. Not only has he made some runs, some valuable runs for himself at the top of the order, he's also putting England into a position of real strength here on day four of this first Test match. Don't forget, England have never won a Test match on Antiguan soil.
And still look to bat long, bat deep. An excellent century from him, the second Test century run in this match for England on the back of Johnny Bairstow, who got 114 that first inning. This one is on the line of the stumps, pushes forward and goes to the captain Craig Pratt with that short extra cover. No run brings the over to an end. But what was also significant in that century when he got there, Joe Root was fisting in and celebrating really sincerely. It just goes to show he has that support from his captain and all of his teammates, and really sincere celebrations as well and appreciation. It's always good to know that you have that sort of support as a young player in the team, and particularly when you can share in that moment with someone senior as Joe Root, your captain.
Yeah, good point. I mean, Joe is very heavily invested in the young players in this squad. Clearly he's not on the England selection panel, but as captain he does have quite a big say in terms of who is fancied and who he would like on these trips. So yes, it's celebrations for Crawley, but also for Joe Root, who desperately wants this inverted commas Red Bull reset to get off to a flying start. Seals is in once more, accelerating towards the crease. Oh, it's a pitch up delivery, it's down the leg side, and Crawley just tickles it past the man at leg slip, and between him and the keeper in fact, and it flies away for another boundary. 193 for one now.
Yeah, just maybe a bluff, tried to go full down the leg side in the end and just clipped away. Jimmy Black with the man position in that leg gully area, went between him and wicketkeeper Joshua De Silva, bisecting both of them and racing down to the boundary. And despite Kima Roach being on the fine leg boundary, had absolutely no chance.
Fine. Was that off the bat? Josh De Silva diving away to his left down the leg side, got a glove to it, and it's been signalled as runs. So that, I'm afraid, has to go down as a chance, albeit a very, very difficult one. The ball's run away for four.
It does appear like that'll be it. There'll be one ball for Bonner. And as the ground staff are on, and so are the covers. And there is a guy dressed all in black who is all action. That is Dan Lawrence bowling style, essentially, running onto the field, taking the stumps out, and off the players go. So we're not going to see two centurions, essentially, one bowling to the other. You just got to hope with the wind and the flags were cracking, weren't they? You just got to hope that it's just one of those spells. Well, Joe Root's still standing. He's with Craig Brathwaite, who's just talking to the umpires. Root's still got his pads on. And the covers are off the field. There's a little point to the watch. Some discussion taking place. The coach, Phil Simmons, is just waiting. He's got that kind of smile on his face that suggests he knows exactly what's about to occur. But we don't, unfortunately. We're just getting a waiting for word to see whether we will have any more play. And Matt Pryor and Alex Tudor are still alongside. I mean, it looks quite animated, doesn't it?
I was just trying to read Joe Root's lips there. I think he said it, so that's it. But then I'm not a lip reader, so it could be anything. Maybe that's me willing it.
Well, I can tell you that the white pads of Joe Root will be taken off now. play has been abandoned for the day. And this topic, it's been a good conversation day today, and it was yesterday as well. And you know what? I've got a feeling we're going to be needing a bit of conversation tomorrow as well, because we have had 21 wickets in 4 days of cricket. I knew I shouldn't have been holding up that Australia-Pakistan or Pakistan-Australia test and poking fun at how boring it was. But look, here we are, 4 days of test cricket, and we've definitely got 1 day left. And do you know what? It's been a terrific day for England as well. West Indies overnight, 373 for 9, adding just 2 runs before Jaden Sills was dismissed. You're listening to live and exclusive coverage of West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2. Well, that's it for another edition of Following On. Thanks for listening. And if you ever have any ideas for guests or have questions for the likes of Steve Harmison or Neil Manthorpe, feel free to tweet me at Fulham John or via at @cricket_TS, and either I or one of the team will make sure that your questions are read out on the show at the earliest convenience. Also, please take the time to leave a review, and if you're already a subscriber, then tell your mates to do the same. And if you want more content from the likes of Steve Harmison, then head over to his YouTube channel and tell him I sent you. Thanks for listening to Following On.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.